The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. It is your Tuesday morning, and right now we're giving away some merch in a mugs game. So our guest yesterday was the one and only Nick Frost. He was on fine form. You can see the full interview on the Absolute Radio socials, and I've shared one of my favourite bits on my Instagram, Dave_Berry_Insta. Go check it out if you like. But Nick divulged an unexpected obsession that he has, and I wanted to know, was it with Pokemon cards or Hunk of the Year calendars? And hoping to give us the right answer and win a mug, online one is Scott. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Scott, hello. Welcome Scott. Along morning. To the show. Scott loves the main station. He is a bricklayer. My dad was an apprentice bricklayer, Scott.
Oh, yeah?
He still, honestly, he will say, look at that pointing. We'll walk past the building and go, look at the pointing. He will say, honestly, they don't do it like that anymore. Talking about Victorian brickwork. That's how thrilling it is to go for a pint with my dad. Scott, are you the same? Do you like to point out good brickwork from yesteryear?
I think every bricklayer does that.
Listen, Scott, a thing I wanted to ask you, now bear with me, this isn't also some kind of Victorian workhouse thing I'm asking. I'm asking this because we're currently trying to find a world record for a kid to break. That's the big adventure we're going on here on The Breakfast Show. And people have been getting in touch with brilliant suggestions. You can get them in right now if you like at 8, 12, 15 or email me dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. We're going to find this kind of new world record. Then we're going to find the chosen one and we're going to do it live on air. Do you think a kid could build a brick wall from scratch?
Well, my first thought of this was no.
Okay.
But then I've changed my mind, I think. I think if you get a bit of supervision and make sure they don't eat the cement and all that, it could be possible, couldn't it?
I like the fact you're thinking, like, really young, like, we'd eat the cement like the Play-Doh. I mean, I was thinking, like, 11 or 12, but, like, we wouldn't have to tell them that. But if you can picture, like, a five-year-old building, like...
Yeah, the younger we go, the harder the record is to beat.
The UK's highest wall.
I mean, there's videos out there with kids doing it.
Yeah, I can smell the award season coming around the corner already. So listen, Scott, let's win you that mug, shall we? Which I'm going to give you anyway, because you've earned it for your insight. But Nick Frost, he was brilliant on the show yesterday. He has an unexpected obsession. Is it with Pokemon cards or Hunk of the Year calendars?
I think it's Pokemon cards.
Let's see if you're right.
I like Pokemon. I'm into Pokemon.
Yes,
cards.
Scott, well done, man. Nice talking brickwork with you. Dad will be proud. I'll speak to you real soon. Have a lovely day. Thanks for tuning in on the main station.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it's time to get socially armed with Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition. So, Matt, what have yourself and your ever-expanding team on the Social Ammo desk got for us this morning?
It's a real tough time for the guys in the Social Ammo team, actually, at the moment, because of Joe Lycett.
You know, you have my sympathies.
Yeah, because he's got a new TV show starting on Friday night where he's planning loads of fake, ridiculous news stories everywhere over the past, seemingly the past couple of months. And on Friday night, we'll find out which ones were the fakes that he's managed
to... So what Matt's got here is like on a UK-wide scale, plus across social media, it's gone, you know, all the stuff that we do that goes viral. He's having that... Oh, what did I say last night? Because I'd won too many drinks. So it's I'm looking like at Matt. He's like, oh, no. Hair tie hedgehog?
I think the bobble hat. Remember the fluffy bobble hat?
That seems to be the
thought
front
was a hedgehog.
Yeah.
That's. I mean, I wasn't saying like that was a really real news story that's really important.
Matt's got fear. The social ammunition.
It was a silly story that sounded ridiculous at the time, but was a bit of fun. That's all it was.
I think I put that in my bulletin.
Did you?
I think there's also the Titchmarsh when his legs were blurred out because he was wearing
the North Korean.
Oh, no,
the
don't tell me that's
apparently
not true.
That's
I've
fake
heard
news.
Arsenal aren't facing Bayern Munich in the Champions League.
Yeah, we've
things.
Got to be careful.
You guys are going to be all over Joe Lycett's show this coming Friday. You are.
We've got to question everything. So every story I see now, is the Scrabble board really being redesigned? I don't know. We can't tell anymore. We've got to verify.
What the hell?
What? Was that real?
Allow me... This is Evie's recorder. Allow me to explain.
Okay, please do.
I put it out there about 10 minutes ago. Tell us the thing you've left behind.
Yes.
And whether that be on holiday or when you've moved, whoever it may be, whatever it may be, 8, 12, 15, I said, I'm not proud of the reason. The reason is we left the podcast naming bell in the old building, which has now got those kind of metal shutters with guardian angels written all over it. So we're never going to get it back. So welcome to the podcast naming recorder.
Oh, oh my wow. God. You're attracting like so it. Many snakes.
Down, boys, down. Anyway, so are they redesigning the Scrabble board?
Well, yes.
Is a good name for a podcast?
Yeah, exactly. It is. Great. Well, marvellous. So all of because of this trouble with
I hope
news
I haven't derailed you.
Not at all, Dave. I love hearing the recorder first thing in the morning. But so we had to focus on stuff from the past, and an old clip's gone viral this week of when camera phones were introduced in 2001, would you believe, right? And everyone was texting at the time, and a TV news report spoke to some kids showing off about how many texts they sent to each other.
I send about 15 a day. I send about 20 because I just love texting people.
But with mobile phone sales expected to prove disappointing this Christmas, the industry is desperate for a new gimmick. This could be it. Next year, phones with cameras built in will arrive in the shops. The idea is that wherever you are, at Buckingham Palace or on the bus home, you can send your friends or family a photo with a message attached.
Amazing.
Wow. What? Which year?
2001.
So you used to have to take your Nokia into Boots to get the photos developed.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. It's amazing that texting... there it is. Texting started as a craze. They didn't think would take on.
No.
And we're still doing it today, aren't we?
Goodness
You'll
mate.
Be talking about it later and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
5 words. 5 grand with Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
Yes, it is time once again for a game of 5 words, 5 grand, hoping to match 5 words with a member of the team and win themselves £5,000 this morning is Marie. Good morning, Marie.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Marie, warmest of welcomes to the show. So, Marie is in Newcastle. She listens to Absolute 80s. That's great. But there is a rich backstory to Marie that I cannot wait to share with you all. Because Marie's sister is a former contestant of 5 words, 5 grand.
Okay.
Her name is Erica. She managed to match 2 words out of 5 with... you, Anna.
Okay.
Because it was the first time the nation ever heard the...
Oh. What a day.
The pothole princess. Erica, Marie's sister, was given the word road and you said pothole and therefore your nickname for life in this studio was born.
A legend was born.
So, thanks to Erica for that. But Marie, well, now it's your turn to play. How are you feeling? You feeling confident?
No, pretty nervous.
Pretty nervous. Okay, well, don't worry. We're all in it together. I presume, you know, after what she did to your sister with the 2 out of 5, Anna's off the table.
Oh, don't want Anna.
No. Oh, what?
Oh, wow.
I think that's the first time we've genuinely had aggression behind somebody not wanting one of you on the random play generator. Well, let's just give it a spin, shall we? Everyone calm down. Take a breath. We'll give it a spin. See who's playing. It's going to be Anna. Oh, it's Glenn Moore is in play. Okay.
Thank the Lord for that.
Thank Glenn.
Lord for Glenn.
Come on, Glenn. Good job you've got your security guard.
Yes. Peter, would you mind scooping aggressive. Glenn up in your arms?
There he goes.
Glenn's imaginary security guard, Peter, got here 3 days before we did our first show, just to have a little look around, find out where the exits were.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, sort of get the lay of the land, of course. Okay, here we go, Marie. As you're fully aware, I'm going to give you 5 words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the first word you think that will come to Glenn's mind, because I will be giving Glenn the same 5 words, and if they're the same as yours, I can give you £5,000. Here we go. On.
I couldn't hear that, Dave, sorry.
It's on, O-N, on.
Off. Yes.
Morning. M-O-R-N-I-N-G, morning.
Night.
Is that Erica in the background you're playing along with?
It is, yeah.
What's going on?
Why drafted the help of someone who got 2 out of 5?
You tell me.
Okay, night. Hello, Erica, by the way. Right, let's move on. Flower, F-L-O-W-E-R, that kind of flower.
Pot.
Good.
Silver.
Gold.
Very nice set so far.
Drop, D-R-O-P, drop.
Ooh, drop, drop. Kick.
Drop kick, drop.
Very
kick.
Good.
Excellent work. Erica living vicariously through her sister Marie live on The Breakfast Show this morning with a fine set of answers. Wait right there. The Method Man, Glenn Moore, will be carried in by his imaginary security guard next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
5 words, 5 grand. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is they taste too good.
And so Glenn Moore has been carried by his imaginative security guard. That's not right, is it?
He's very imaginative.
He is imaginative, the way he does it. Back into the studio. His imagination rife, Glenn, ready to play. On line one, she's the real deal. We have Marie. Good morning, Marie. We have lost Marie.
Oh, I think we'll leave it there then.
Yeah,
I think give it a miss.
He hasn't won the money, unfortunately. Yeah. That's why I was slightly confused by what was going on here. Let's try again with our brand new studio.
Here she comes.
Marie? Marie, are you there? Marie!
Pull it down. Oh, yeah.
So let me play the recorder. Play the recorder. That always does that the cure.
Yeah, you play the recorder.
Summon her.
Maria, can you hear me?
I can, yeah. Sorry, I was going through the bushes.
You're going through the bushes? Okay, fair enough.
I admit I was not expecting the recorder to work.
I know.
That's incredible.
Is that the Pied Piper?
It's a magical podcast naming recorder. Marie, it's great that you're back on the show because it is time to give the same 5 words to Glenn Moore and see if you can win £5,000. Glenn, the first word this morning...
Yes.
Is on.
Off.
Correct.
Great.
Yes.
Morning.
Ooh.
M-O-R-N-I-N-G. Morning.
I mean, there's about 2 or 3 options. I'm going to go for night.
Correct.
Yes.
Well done. Well done. F-L-O-W-E-R. The word is flower.
Pot.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Whoa.
This could be happening.
All right. Yeah.
The lofty heights of 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
Silver.
Gold.
Correct.
Yes.
Wow.
Goodness me.
Here we go. First 4 of the season.
Oh, I feel stressed now.
Come on, Glenn.
Marie, 1 minute, you're... making your way through the bushes. Then I played the magical podcast naming recorder. And now we are just 1 word away from £5,000 on 5 words.
Oh, my word.
5 grand. And that word, Glenn.
Yeah.
Is drop. D-R-O-P, drop.
Kick.
Yeah!
Yes!
Wow. Well done, Glenn.
I mean, they were a great set. I'm not surprised.
Wow. Anymore.
This is amazing. Stuff.
Wow.
Marie, how are you feeling?
Oh, my God. Over the moon. Thank you very much, Glenn.
No, thank you. I thought we'd get like one. We only ever get 1 or 2.
Jordans keep winning this game.
Oh, my God. How are you going to spend my money?
Marie, I'm so pleased for you. You are a champion.
Oh, thank you very much.
5 words, 5 grand. We're all slightly taken aback because we've gone from the worst run we've ever had in the history of this feature of this game, of this legendary piece of UK broadcasting, to having a winner on a Tuesday morning.
Amazing.
The winner of... Who is the sister of someone who just matched 2 out of 5 with Anna Geary. And then, are you the big sister or the little sister, Marie?
I'm the big sister, Dave.
Big sister! I'm the older sibling! Hear me roar! Oh, Marie, congratulations. What are you going to do with the money?
Well, obviously, I'll share it with Erica. I'll give Erica half.
Oh, lovely.
You thought she was going to say Glenn for a second, anyway.
Yeah,
I was
hoping. Oh, if I could see Glenn now, I'd kiss him.
Oh. That's okay. Just the money, please, honestly. Yeah, thank you so much.
Security guard first.
Yeah. well done, Marie. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you to you and the whole family for tuning into the show as you do. Enjoy your winnings. Baby. Well done. You have conquered five words. $5,000 and well done, Glenn.
Thank
well
you.
Done. Brilliant stuff. Amazing.
$5,000 with Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is they taste too good.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
If you're just joining us here on The Breakfast Show, well, we have a $5,000 winner in the shape of Marie from Newcastle. She matched 5 words with Glenn Moore. Our fine friends at Kellogg's Crunchy Nut got in touch saying, we have loved being part of your breakfast show so much, Dave, that we want to do it all over again. So we will be playing 5 words, $5,000 with a brand new $5,000 to be won as of tomorrow morning. And if you missed the winning moment, well, we're going to play it again for you here on The Breakfast Show in about 1 hour's time. And of course, it will live on forever on the podcast. And that leads me nicely on to this. Because it's about light and shade, isn't it? That's life. Whilst you're celebrating Marie winning £5,000 alongside Glenn Moore, the next thing you know is you remember that you left someone behind.
Yeah. Or something.
Yeah.
Well, I always looked at it as someone.
Really? Yeah, yeah. Wow,
that's
yeah.
how much... It was more of a co-host to me than you ever were, Matt.
It's a key voice on the show, to be fair, wasn't it?
It brought more moments of joy than any you three of them! Yeah, you're here in the new studios, aren't you? Well, it's left behind a golden square by those big metal doors that say Guardian Angels on them. No one can ever come in here again. I'm, of course, talking about the podcast naming bell.
It's the second time. We've left it because we left it behind in lockdown as well.
Oh, yeah.
I took it home.
Yeah.
You did take it.
I got the original one on my desk at home like I'm in a hotel lobby.
Yeah.
I'd like to speak to me, please.
I mean, over the years, it's given us podcast names like I've Got My Hands Behind My Head, Come On In. Helen Mirren, Slip and Slide. Oh. Cardi B's Cling Film Situation.
Oh, wow.
Stick It on the Lazy Susan, get all the family involved. I Want to Mount You Like a Horse.
Oh, yeah. Who could
forget? The Coles de Sax Chronicles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, glorious.
Are you shaving your pits, Malcolm? Happy Linda's Day!
Oh, recent.
And Did You Go Full Hagrid? As I say, so many joyous moments.
Yeah.
This morning, as a kind of replacement, we've had the podcast naming recorder. Which, to go back to 5 words, $5,000,
yeah.
Well, by playing Jesus Hands Are Kind Hands on this recorder, I was able to summon listener Marie from a bush in the northeast to go on to win £5,000
really?
In cash.
I like the new recorder. Wow.
Listen to the brilliant. Muscle memory on that
yeah,
hand, boy, right?
Massive.
This is Evie's. I've not picked this up since I was 5 myself, which, of course, was 13 years ago. So what we want to do as a nod to our fallen friend, the podcast naming bell, is ask you what or who, because it's a who to me, have you left behind? What or who have you left behind in the past?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We left the podcast naming bell in the old studios, so I wanted to know what have you left behind? Natasha in Newport. Dave, when I was 15, I took my dog for a walk, my lovely Labrador. When I got home, my mum asked, where's the dog? I'd nipped to the shops to get some sweets and tied him out outside and gone home.
Oh, no.
I had to do the walk of shame to pick him back up. He never really liked me after that, says Natasha in Newport. Oh, I'm not surprised, Tash. When I was a baby, My mum left me in my pram outside the co-op.
Oh, what?
Got all the way home and only realised I was missing when my brother asked, "Where's the baby?" "Where's the baby?" Mum went back and got a non. A non is now fine. A non never really liked a mum anyway, because fancy calling a baby a non.
Yeah, ridiculous.
I mean, that's so unfair. Dave and the team, I went drinking in Coventry with my boss from work. I went to the loo and came out and couldn't find him. I was supposed to be staying with him that night, so I ended up walking home from Coventry to Rugby.
Wow.
That is a long way, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like 14 miles.
14 miles. I saw him at work the next day, and it turns out he got chatting to a lady, and he'd forgotten all about me and left.
No.
And that's and that's also from a non.
A non's had a tough life.
After such a great poetry career as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Dave, I took my two boys to the Harry Potter studios in Watford. After the tour finished, we went to the gift shop, where I spent a fortune on merch for the boys, only to leave the full bag on the train.
Oh, no.
Goodness. Mark had to go back and get it all over again. So, what have you left behind?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where the purpose of our latest adventure together is to unearth a record-breaking kid. Now, soon, here on the show, from our brand new studios, we will begin our search for the one I am naming the Golden Child. But at the moment, we need your help, don't we always? But this time, we need your help to create a bespoke world record for the chosen one to actually go on and break, so that they can hold their head high in the playground and say to everybody forevermore, "I am a record breaker, and I did it when I was, I don't know, 8 or 11. As I say, we haven't found the child yet. We need the record. Now, as always, your creativity has been sublime. Keep your ideas coming to 8, 12, 15. And joining us right now, on line one, we have Ella. Good morning, Ella.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Ella, welcome along to the show. So tell everybody your vision for a world record. When you close your eyes and my words are echoing in your ears, what would you like to see a child do, world record style? What came into your mind?
Well, my idea would be for a child to try and squash as many cherry tomatoes as they possibly could in a minute, but using a flip-flop.
Well, there it is, and the podcast naming record has been blown as well, so thanks for that.
Yeah.
So, they say the devil's in the detail. Should we take a little deep dive into Ella's thought process here? What kind of age group of child are you thinking for this one, Ella?
Well, I think this would be great for any child, really, but you're probably looking at children from about sort of 5 to 7, I think, to kind of get the full impact.
I can think of Evie wanting to do this. I mean,
Ted would want to do this.
Would
be all over it.
Ella, would I be wrong in assuming that perhaps you would like to have a go at this as well?
Oh, absolutely. It would be my dream. Often when I'm looking in the fridge and I see all those little cherry tomatoes all running around in the bottom that have all escaped, I feel like taking them out and bashing them with a flip-flop.
This is one of them.
So you're not wearing the flip-flops. You actually hold the flip-flop in your hand and swap them.
Absolutely. But clearly it wouldn't be my flip-flop. It would be my husband's flip-flop.
Yeah, your husband's flip-flop. So this is a lot like... We're talking like a
size difference, I guess.
Yeah.
We're talking a little Atendenk version of the La Tomatina Festival in Spain.
That's what this is,
the little Atendenk version of that. So let's talk about, for a start, your Tarantino-esque vision of cherry tomatoes. Why do you believe they all need to be destroyed, Ella? What have they ever done to you?
Well, they've never done anything to me, but you know when they get a bit squishy? I just think they completely lend themselves to a good squash with a flip-flop.
I think you're right. So just before we're conscious of food waste here.
You could always keep the squash tomatoes and make a nice cherry sauce.
Exactly.
Tomato ketchup. Nice idea, actually, Ella. Good thinking.
So in your mind, and this is a place I want to get out of as quickly as I possibly can, Ella, because you're clearly a very twisted individual. In your mind, how many cherry tomatoes do you think could be squished with a flip-flop? I mean, where's the bar at for this?
Ooh, I think that you could probably do sort of at least 50 or 60 cherry tomatoes in a minute. We'll all have to try it, I think, and see.
Okay, listen, they'll be thrilled that this is happening in our new studio. Have a bag of cherry tomatoes brought to the Daybury Breakfast Show studio, please. Ella, it has been a charm having you on the show. Thank you for sharing your vision for a world record for a kid to break. Love to the family, and thanks for tuning in. Give it up for Ella, everyone. Well done, Ella.
Thank you.
Nice.
The Daybury Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it for the Tuesday morning edition of The Breakfast Show. As always, the first thing I have to say is thank you for tuning in, and thank you to those of you who choose to join in as well. It's been quite the show. We had a five words, five grand winner. We had an incredible idea for a world record for a kid to break, and we heard all about the things that you have left behind. Now, the whole thing will live on in podcast form, as always, available just after 10 from wherever you get your pods. But what's it going to be named? Well, this morning, the podcast naming recorder tooted on the following occasions. Ladies and gentlemen, behold the podcast naming recorder.
Oh, it's itself, yeah. And it's a great new addition. There's talk of it being a keeper. Forget the bell. It's dead to us now.
Can Scrabble really change?
Can it? We don't know.
Take your Nokia into boots.
Yes, all from the social ammo.
Is Joe Lysett controlling me?
Is he? Who knows?
By playing Jesus Hands on the recorder, I summoned Marie from a bush in Newcastle.
What a moment it was. She decided to go foraging midway through playing Five Words, Five Grand.
Anon has had a tough life after such a promising poetry career.
Love text from Anon today.
And 5 to 7 year olds squishing cherry tomatoes with a flip-flop.
That excellent idea for a world record attempt. Well, it has to involve the recorder, and I think you playing Jesus Hands while summoning Marie from a bush in Newcastle has to be the way to go.
So that is the name, naturally, that is the name of the daily podcast. Up next on Absolute Radio, Leona is going to be here with the Tea Break Trivia, plus she'll be telling you how you could win £52,000 on Make Me a Winner. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained, and